I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. An annual springtime food drive in the western portion of Marquette County is kicking off tomorrow. We found out more from one of the key organizers, Dick Derby.
It's called Project Feed a Neighbor, and it happens in the Ishpeming-Negaunee Republic area starting tomorrow. This is the 8th annual food drive to restock the pantries of the Salvation Army and 3 St. Vincent de Paul stores, again in Ishpeming-Negaunee and Republic. And tomorrow is the kickoff day for that event, sponsored by Wesley United Methodist Church and with great assistance from our sister church, Mitchell United Methodist in Negaunee and the Negaunee Ministerial Association. And then, Walt, as we've observed over the years, many, many volunteers and students. And they'll be taking several thousand shopping bags with our, now we like to think, our famous pink fluorescent instruction label to door-to-door all over those neighborhoods starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. And those instructions ask everyone to make a generous donation of non-perishable food items. Again, very strategically this time of the year for Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul. And we say that because in working with those organizations, we realize that in the spring, the food pantries are very depleted after the generous giving that usually takes place around the holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
One of the things that I've always found interesting about this particular campaign is the style that you do it in, that you make it very easy for people to take part in it. People don't have to actually really gather items and bring them anywhere. You can basically just use that bag.
Yes, and that's part two of the project. Will happen on Saturday the 29th, and we'll be talking a lot more about that and all of the media in the coming week when we ask everyone who's received one of those shopping bags with the instruction label to put non-perishable food items into that and set it curbside 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then that wonderful group of volunteers from Westwood High School, Ishpeming High School, Hartman High, Negaunee High, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and many, many others will be out canvassing those neighborhoods, picking up those bags and bringing them to the food pantries.
So what's going to be happening tomorrow?
Well, that's when we bring the bags to the neighborhoods. And so you'll see we've got a lot of adult drivers from various service and church organizations and dozens and dozens of students that'll be out on the streets going door to door, hanging those bags on households, Ishpeming, West Ishpeming, Negaunee. They'll be out in National Mine. There'll be bags that will be distributed through churches over in the Republic area. You'll see them everywhere.
The bags are going to be distributed tomorrow to the western end of Marquette County. And people that receive them, when they get these bags, then they need to do what?
Well, we hope that they will keep them right out in front on the kitchen counter or tacked to the refrigerator, so they'll remember that 1 week later on Saturday the 29th, starting at 10 o'clock, we hope that everyone will be very conscientious and willing to help with this project and make a generous donation of non-perishable food items that they can set out on their front porch or curbside or next to the mailbox or somewhere where our youth volunteers will see it. And then we'll be collecting those items and taking them to the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul food pantries. And Walt, we always want to emphasize to everyone in our community the importance of the project. And we talk about its success. We talk about the volunteers and all the wonderful students. But we really need everybody to be a part of that. And as you pointed out earlier, one reason that we try to make it easy is that so everyone can very simply participate. And then we can't overemphasize the importance of that participation.
And there is a need. I mean, it's also a seasonal time. You probably get a lot of food gathered when it's the holiday time, Thanksgiving, Christmas. People may be a little bit more aware of it. They get into the springtime and the summer months, they're not thinking about giving food like this as they may at those times of year. And this is another reason why you do this in the springtime.
Well, and working with the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul stores, we've known all these many years that this is when those food pantries are depleted and they're struggling trying to put food items back on those shelves. So this gives them a huge boost. And if we can fill those shelves, that'll carry them through to those times of the year when there are more canathons and other outreach programs that bring in food donation items, again, around the holiday.
So let's tell everybody what's happening tomorrow in the west end of Marquette County.
10 o'clock in the morning, there'll be an army of all kinds of students and adults from churches and service organizations. And again, we want to thank the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and all the high school kids taking thousands of these shopping bags with the pink fluorescent instruction labels and hanging them on the front of the back door of homes all over Ishpeming, West Ishpeming, National Mine, Nagani, North Nagani Road area, and many other neighborhoods looking for those non-perishable food donation items.
That's the comments of Dick Derby. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.